KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Owners, landlords, and tenants. Trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Putting this all back together. If you're not able to pull those nails out, but you can kind of pull it out an inch or an inch and a half, you can run a Sawzall sort of behind. It's like a hacksaw blade and cut the nails, which will give you that same effect of pulling that piece of wood off in a clean way. But you kind of just have to work very carefully in removing everything so that it goes back together carefully, then just sort of patch anything that needs and repaint.
Well, I tell you, I wouldn't take anything for it. It's structurally sound. And I just don't think they build them like that nowadays.
Yeah, we love old houses here at the Money Pit.
Well, I thank you so much for calling me back, and I'll get my tools out and see if I can't pry that thing open and make the necessary repair.
All right. Good luck, Cameron. Let us know how it works out.
All right. Now we're heading to Connecticut. Leslie, we've got Nicole who's dealing with some noisy pipes. What's going on, Nicole?
Every time we flush the toilet and use a shower or wash a load of laundry, there's a well here, and we hear loud banging in the basement where the well, you know, water comes in.
All right, there's two things here that I'm thinking could be causing this. The first one is pretty straightforward, and it's called water hammer. And the water hammer occurs when plumbing pipes in the basement are kind of loose or not well attached to the wood framing. And, you know, the ceiling joists are a great example, because when you open up a faucet or close a faucet or flush the toilet, that water movement through the pipes suddenly stops. But sometimes that force continues to shake the pipe, and if that pipe isn't properly clamped to that joist, it's going to kind of shake and rattle and hit that joist and cause what's, you know, a water hammer sound.
Hammer time!
Yeah, exactly. Please, hammer, don't hurt them. And because you've got metal pipes, it kind of, like, makes that sound travel further, and it could make it sound louder, and you could definitely hear it all over the house. We do get a lot of calls from folks because it makes them super miserable, because if somebody goes to the bathroom, even if it's not directly next to the dining room when you're having a big family dinner, all of a sudden the pipes are start making such a racket. So the water hammer is one possibility there. But also, you have a well, so you might be hearing the well pump going on and off, and it shouldn't go on and off every single time you run the water if you have an expansion tank near it. So basically, the job of the expansion tank is it holds the water, and then it feeds off of the water from this tank when you're drawing it, and it has to go down to a certain point before it refills with more water that gets served through the pipes. So what I would have to say is just do a test. you know, have somebody else stand near the well and then run the faucets and turn them off and on and so on, and see if it's the well going on every time the water is being drawn, because that's not supposed to happen. And that could be putting a ton of wear and tear on the pump for the well. It's a lot of expense in terms of energy usage. And if you have the right type of tank in there, that could stop it from happening. If it's not the case, then it's most definitely going to be the water hammer, and you just fix that by securing the pipes to the underside of the floor joist structure. There's hangers for that. There's pipe clamps. It kind of really depends on how they're already installed, and just, you know, reattach them and make it better. There's also something called a water hammer arrestor, which is like a shock absorber for the water, and it basically goes on the end of some of those water pipe lines and just takes the pressure off, so as it's settling down, it doesn't shake the pipe as much. Does that make sense?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for all your help.
All right, well, good luck with that project, Nicole. Hopefully everything quiets down.
Can't touch this. I cracked myself up.
Still ahead, is your home's paint looking tired? Faded trim, peeling doors, even scuffed siding, while fall's crisp, dry weather makes it the perfect time to refresh your exterior. Coming up, we'll share some smart ways to boost your curb appeal and protect your home with a few quick touch-ups and some pro painting tips. So stick around. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit.
I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, busy, busy, busy. That is this month, you know, big cooking meals, friends stopping by, then lots of shopping. So before the guests arrive and before the gravy hits the floor, because inevitably it will, let's prep a quick grab-and-go stain-fighting kit. Now, you can fill a small caddy with, like, paper towels, a carpet-safe stain remover, white vinegar, a scrub brush, microfiber cloths. These are all things that you're going to need in the event that a spill happens. You can tuck it away in the pantry or your laundry room so that it's easy to grab in a pinch. This way, no spill becomes a disaster during your celebrations. All right, well, let's get this party going. Jim, who's up next?
Heading over to Rhode Island with Linda Leslie. Not Linda Leslie, but with Linda Leslie. There should be a comma, I would think, you know.
Do you ever do that when you're leaving a message for somebody, you say comma or period?
I do it, like, with voice to text, and my kids always laugh at me because, well, you know, obviously I'll be driving, and I'll be like, call, tell so-and-so, comma, right. Exclamation point, and they're like, Mom, you don't have to do that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm old. Leave me alone.
I do that when I'm leaving somebody an actual voice message.
Oh, Jim.
Hey, don't forget to give me a call, period.
Comma, exclamation point.
Exactly. Sorry to tie you up there, Linda. We are coming to you in Rhode Island, and you have a problem with your patio. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that project?
What I would like to do, actually, is make it a combination of a patio so I could use it during the summer and also use it as a carport during the winter. And I was wondering, as far as a base, what would be the best? I have a form, and he used that, and he made all the patio blocks.
Oh, that's interesting. So it sounds like you guys made those paver stones with a form.
Right. If I pour cement into the form, how do I get it out?
So when you say carport, you intend then for this patio to have a roof on it. Is that correct?
Yes, I would like it where I could still have the sides all open because I have a collectible car to put in.
Oh, what kind of car is it?
It's a 1966 Ford LTD.
All right. Well, that is super cool. So let's see what we can do to help out here. First of all, aside from these forms and, you know, this and that, we really need to talk about how you're going to do the base. So if you do concrete, that's going to be the most permanent and durable surface. And I would recommend that if you're planning on parking a car there or, you know, if you're doing a slab, you want to make sure that it's at least 6 inches thick, you know, 4, but nothing thinner than that. And you want to make sure that it's a reinforced slab. And this is generally not a DIY project. You know, it's hard pouring concrete. You have to make sure that the surface is properly prepped. You have to make sure that it is mixed all correctly. And then you have to make sure that that rebar is supported in a way. So it's definitely, if you're reinforcing the concrete, not the most simple do-it-yourself project. But if you have a project where you're just basically pouring yourself a slab that's not reinforced and you've dug out that top layer of dirt, you're going to put stone in, you're going to tamp it down, you're going to pack that stone really, really well, and then you're going to pour that concrete sort of in this perimeter area that you've built, and that's going to give you a solid permanent surface because now you're digging down a little bit below grade to really reinforce this patio rather than building a slab on top that needs to have a form and be fully reinforced. If you were going to do something that was like paver bricks or even in sections, there are forms available. And if your grandfather's old form doesn't work, it's again, it's the same kind of thing. You're prepping a base. You want to make sure everything is solidly tamped. You want to work with the concrete. And then you want to make sure that any weeds or things that grow through don't grow through because it'll sort of ruin your project over time. So that proper prep and preparing of the soil below and everything will keep anything from growing up and causing things to get uneven and look terrible and just cut the life short. So really getting this base right is the most important part of that project. And once you do that, in terms of a carport roof, I mean, it depends. You could attach that roof directly to the side of your home. You're going to need some columns or supports that are going to be properly secured to the base of the concrete. And then you're going to need some sway bracing so that it doesn't sway back and forth from side to side. And that also is a fair amount of work. I mean, it sounds simple, but this is a big project. And if you don't get it right, you know, you could definitely have a situation where things kind of come apart quickly. We had a neighbor who built a solid carport next to their garage, and it came down in a storm, you know, so you think you've got something right,
And then Mother Nature tells you differently. So I do encourage you, get that concrete solid base, make sure it is stable and secure and really, really solid. And then you can even just finish the concrete. You can even, you know, use a color coating. I think Deich Coatings has like a terrazzo finish or just even some concrete stains to give it a different look than just a simple concrete slab, which I think will be helpful in the patio phase of when you're using this, not as a carport. So this way, if the paver forms don't work out, you can just treat that concrete on your own to make it look like a whole finished area, or you can try to apply those pavers right on top and they just sort of lock together. So there's a lot of different ways you could do it, but you have to make sure that you get that base correct. And I would definitely consult with a pro for that roof because you want it to stand up to Mother Nature. So those are some things that I would recommend as you're going forward with this project.
I think I need someone that's in that type of business. I think it's beyond my DIY.
All right. Good luck with that project, okay?
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Oh, thank you ever so much for all your help. You certainly have solved my problem.
Well, fall is the perfect time to give your home's exterior a little TLC. The cooler temps and the lower humidity make it ideal for painting. So whether you're tackling the whole house or you're just doing some touch-ups to keep things fresh and protected heading into the winter. So first, you want to start with a visual inspection. Just kind of walk around your home, look closely at the areas that take the most abuse, like the trim, the windowsills, the doors, anywhere where water tends to drip. You want to look for peeling, cracking, bubbling, or even bare wood that's just exposed to the elements, because these are signs that paint is no longer doing its job. So you can even just touch up those high impact areas. That's going to make a big difference. For example, repaint your front door in a bold seasonal color like a deep red or navy or even forest green. That will give your house instant curb appeal, a nice boost, and then it protects that surface from moisture and sun damage, which is super important. And when you prep for any outdoor paint job, cleaning is key. Dirt, mildew, chalky old paint, anything that's sitting on the surface will prevent that new paint from sticking. So you can use a pressure washer or just a stiff brush and a cleaning solution to scrub those surfaces clean. And don't forget to scrape off any loose paint, sand those rough edges, and spot prime any bare wood. And if you're doing a small touch-up, try to use the exact paint you used before, but keep in mind that sun exposure can change paint color over time. So even the same can may not match perfectly after a few years. So to blend better, you want to feather your brush strokes beyond that repair area or just paint a full panel or section for a seamless look. And here's a pro tip. Use fall's milder weather to your advantage. Most exterior paint applies best between 50 and 85 degrees Fahrenheit and without high humidity. So make sure you're not painting too close to dusk, because paint does need time to dry before the temperatures drop overnight and dew will set in. Now, whether you're freshening up the facade or sealing up trim before winter, a little paint can go a long way in making your home look great and stay protected all season long. This is the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime with your home improvement questions to 888 Money Pit. Coming up, cooking for a crowd, hosting house guests. Well, the last thing you need is a plumbing emergency on Thanksgiving Day. We are going to share the easiest ways to avoid kitchen clogs, toilet backups, and water heater meltdowns before your guests even arrive. So stick around.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Should social media influencers register like lobbyists?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Some in Congress are proposing that paid social media influencers publicly disclose who they represent, especially if they're being paid by foreign countries for their causes.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, now is the time to check your holiday table
staples. Pull out your wine glasses, your serving bowls, the platters, even the gravy boats. You know, that's the one you use only once a year. You're not going to find it at first, but it's probably in the same exact spot. It always is, but it's been a year. I get it. You forget. So take everything out. Give it a good rinse, even a polish. Make sure you're not short on anything that you need. Trust me, the last thing you want is to discover a crack in your only pie plate an hour before dessert is served. Crisis, you guys. Well, crisis averted. So check those things now and head on over to the store. Things are on sale. It's awesome. Pick up some good, cute fall things. All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones.
We're going to head down to North Carolina, assuming we were above North Carolina, and we're going to talk to Bea, and what's happening at your Money Pit, Bea?
Well, I have this closet that is fairly long, maybe about 6 feet long. I rent a property of tenant who has more clothes than anybody I've ever met, suits on there, and it bored the rod, and it pulled the supporting boards from the wall. And it's hard to keep getting these contractors to do small jobs. How could I myself, who's a novice at DIY projects, tackle this kind of a job?
All right. So I get it. They have a lot of clothes, and those suits do weigh quite a bit. But tell me, how was that closet rod supported in the first place? I mean, you mentioned it pulled the boards out of the wall, and a lot of times we see boards that have holes drilled into the middle of them, and then that board itself is attached to the wall, and that rod kind of sits inside that hole. I mean, is that what you're looking at?
There is on either end of the rod that is the situation. But then what we also have are these supporting racks, if you will, that are placed every so often through the length of the closet. So he literally not only did that wood rod bow, but those supporting racks that are then nailed to a board that is nailed into the drywall that literally pulled away from the wall, everything pulled from the wall.
All right, so here's what you need to do. First of all, you've got to completely empty out the closet and take out the shelf, which was probably loose on top of all of that assembly that you're describing. Now, what we're going to call here is something called cleating, which is a series of wood strips that you attach directly to the drywall on the long wall, but also on the short walls. And the first step is to make sure that these are solidly attached. Now, the cleating system is great. When I was doing home makeover shows, we would use cleats to attach, you know, custom-made headboards, upper cabinets, and it's sort of two pieces of wood. One wood is attached directly to the studs on the wall with a miter cut that angles toward the wall, and then the other piece is attached to, you know, the back of the cabinet or the back of the headboard with the miter cut going away from that. So when they sit on top of each other, they kind of lock in place. And they use this in, like, hotels as well to make sure things don't fall off the wall and people don't get hurt. It's definitely an awesome project, and it's definitely sturdy because you want to make sure everything is solidly attached. Now, that's how you're going to put all of your brackets up with this cleating system. And, you know, sometimes you just have to make sure that you're really going into the studs. The cleating system is going to give you a long, solid support where that shelf is going to go because, you know, you'll get studs, you'll get it into every stud, but you'll have a full, solid support. And remember, those studs are going to be about 16 inches on center. If you don't have a stud finder, just do the little knocking, and that'll kind of tell you what sounds hollow, what doesn't. Although I tell you, and Jim, tell me if I'm wrong, I always think it sounds hollow. So I don't know. I definitely rely on a stud finder and, you know, driving a nail or two in just to confirm my suspicions of the stud's location.
And keep some toothpaste or some caulk in handy.
I mean, it's true. So it's like I don't really rely on the knocking system, but I've seen people do it, and Tom could do it well. He'd be like, click, click. Oh, yes, stud. Nope, not stud. And I'd be like,
you only got to do it to hit the first one, hopefully.
True. And then hopefully the measurements. All right. You always want to make sure, though, that you go with a drywall screw. Make sure everything is really just supporting itself in the right way. And then that shelf can kind of lock into that cleat. And then you can attach the closet rod to the bottom of that shelf. But that shelf needs to go into the cleat and then have sort of corner brackets that support it again against the wall so it's not leading forward. It's not a terribly difficult project, but you just have to make sure that everything is properly attached to the wall because you know now that the suits are heavy. And if it is not properly attached and right into those studs, There is no magic fastener on earth that's going to hold the weight of that stuff up. So definitely just pay attention to where you're putting those supports in, and it will definitely take the weight of all of those suits.
That's great instruction.
All right, I hope that helps you out, Bea. Good luck with that project. Well, the holidays bring joy, celebration, and a whole lot of plumbing strain. Between all that extra cooking, the dishwashing, and a full house of people, your pipes are under pressure. But with a few simple steps, you can prevent a plumbing disaster from crashing your Thanksgiving dinner. So let's start with the kitchen. Your garbage disposal is not a garbage can. You want to avoid putting greasy, starchy, or stringy items down the drain. So things like potato peels, turkey skin, bones, even pasta can clog the blades or form some sticky sludge, which is yuck. You want to run cold water for 15 seconds before and after using the disposal to help flush the food through the system. And if you really want to freshen it up, toss in a few citrus peels to keep those odors at bay. Now, over in the bathroom, more guests means more flushes and more chances for clogs. So a proactive move here is to provide a plunger in each guest bathroom. It's going to be less awkward for everybody, you guys. If it's in there and it's kind of obvious, like, you know, not like, ooh, look, I'm a plunger, but like, ooh, I'm right over here. If something does happen, people are just going to take care of it themselves. They don't want to tell you. They don't want to come out. They don't want to make a big fuss.
You mean you just don't walk out and let the next person worry about it, Leslie?
I mean, if you're a kid, you might.
Or an idiot.
Or if you're like when my boys were little, they'd probably walk out with like their pants around their ankles and be like, ah, the toilet, and then be off doing something else.
And if they're still doing that when they're like 35, you might want to address that.
Yeah, or maybe don't invite them back for Thanksgiving. Also, you can make a cute little sign that says like, only flush toilet paper, no wipes or anything else, just toilet paper. Make a cute little sign in a frame. This way people know, don't be dummies. Just use the bathroom like you're supposed to. And don't forget that water heater. You're going to have more people showering and washing. It's going to be working overtime. So just lower the temperature slightly to about 120 degrees. It will save energy. It will reduce scalding risks. And one final tip here. If you have had sluggish drains or small leaks, now is the time to fix them, because nothing spoils a holiday gathering like an overflowing sink or that backed up toilet. So no more embarrassment, everybody. Let's just put the things you need in the bathroom, do the right thing, be adults. Carry on. Enjoy your day. Also, poopery. Those little sprays are fantastic. Put one in the bathroom and make it obvious, you guys. This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up, festive lights, scented candles, and space heaters may set that holiday mood, but they can also spark danger. So coming up, we'll share fire safety tips every homeowner should hear before decking the halls, because the holidays should be warm and bright, not lit up for the wrong reasons. So stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, fall is a great time of year. I mean, it really is all about cozy vibes, and that includes how your home smells. So now is a great time to refresh your scent story. It shouldn't always just smell like Thanksgiving turkey, you guys, because that does linger. I feel like it's in the bathroom towels through Christmas. But anywho, let's think about tucking away those citrusy summer candles. Put them away and bring in those warm, spicy notes of the season like cinnamon, clove, vanilla, even woodsy pine. I love to sort of lean into the Christmas scents right now. Don't forget your other scent sources. So you can make a stovetop potpourri. You can get essential oil diffusers, or even just simmering some orange peels and cloves on the stove can make your home feel instantly inviting. It's like the old trick when you go look at a house that's for sale. The real estate agents would be like, bake cookies right before, and it makes everybody feel cozy.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what they did on the TV shows. So now you can do it with, you know, a seasonal scent at home, too.
Leslie's open house.
That's right. Always, I did actually bake cookies yesterday, so always doing something. Well, the holidays may warm your heart, but they can also heat up fire risks around the home. With space heaters humming, candles glowing, and extension cords overloaded, now is the time for a serious safety check. So let's start with your electrical setup. During the holidays, it's really easy to overdo it with the decorations. You can be plugging in too many light strands or appliances into a single outlet. That can overheat the wires. Instead, use a surge protector and avoid sort of daisy chaining those extension cords together. And I also like with the surge protector that on-off switch. If you plug your lights all into that, your decorations, turn them on, turn them off, all in one step. Very handy. Candles, decor, those can be another culprit. So you want to keep your candles away from the curtains, the greenery, or just anything flammable and never leave them burning unattended. Better yet, just switch to battery-operated LED candles for that same cozy glow without the risk. There really are some good ones where you can see sort of, I'm doing air quotes on flame, but the flame sort of dances about a bit or is tonal in color that really gives you the feel of candlelight. And some of these candles will operate on timers or with a remote to make it super easy to use them, much more easy than using an actual candle. Now, space heaters can also be a problem, especially in guest rooms or basements. So you want to make sure that they are at least 3 feet away from bedding, drapes, or furniture. And always plug them directly into the wall outlet, never an extension cord. Kitchens, it's another hot spot, you guys. Unattended cooking is the leading cause of home fires. If you need to step away from the stove, even for a minute, Turn off that burner or ask somebody to watch it. And lastly, check those smoke and carbon detectors. You want to make sure they're working. You want to have fresh batteries. And if you don't already have a small kitchen fire extinguisher, now is a great time to pick one up. Remember, a little prevention now can save a holiday memory from turning into a cautionary tale. Good ideas all around. Jim, let's get back to the callers.
Heading off to Nevada, we've got Bill on the line with an LED lighting question. What can we do for you, Bill?
I recently replaced a standard overhead incandescent lighting fixture with a LED lighting fixture. The installation went okay. Everything works. But when you turn on the light, there's a delay. There's about a second and a half, maybe a two-second delay before the lights actually come on. Is that standard? What causes it? And more importantly, is there something I can do?
Yeah, you know, we've seen that with some of the LED fixtures, and it just kind of seems to be normal. LED bulbs are pretty complicated, and when you think about all the circuitry that goes into it, I just presume that it just takes a bit to bring that light up and maintain it at that level. So I've never kind of really thought twice about this being an issue, but I could see how it might be surprising to you.
And that technology, Leslie, has actually come a long way. It's pretty neat now that they have actually dimmable LEDs, because originally, as you recall, you'd flip them on, you get the symptom that Bill just described. Now with the new LED compatible dimmers and lights, things have turned around, and you know, you pay a little bit for that, but it's cool that you can do it, because originally, you know, 10-15 years back, it was on or off.
On or off.
Yep.
And cold blue light.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a ton of choices. It can be warm. It can be daylight.
5600K, baby.
Yeah, there's a lot of choices.
If your kitchen is about to go into overdrive for the holidays, there's one upgrade that can make everything from cooking to cleanup so much easier. Coming up, Leslie will share a smart little change that can keep hands clean, save water, and seriously simplify your holiday prep. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on The Money Pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Your ride. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L. B-R-A-U-E-R, Cars, on YouTube.
Should social media influencers register like lobbyists?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Some in Congress are proposing that paid social media influencers publicly disclose who they represent, especially if they're being paid by foreign countries for their causes.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and Jim and I are here and ready for all of your emails. So, Jim, who wrote in this week?
Well, Leslie, Gail from St. Simons Island, Georgia, wrote in, and she had a question about some acorns. And she says, we just moved into a new house, and we have a lovely concrete drive that is underneath a lot of live oak trees that are now dropping all of their nuts. And the acorns are putting stains all over my concrete. I'm just wondering, should I stain the concrete brown and let it kind of blend in?
All right. Well, listen, I think those beautiful oak trees are part of the beauty of living on St. Simons Island, which is a gorgeous place. But I can sympathize with you. Like, you know, it's easy to think, why don't I just stain the driveway to match the color of the stains? I mean, that's really one way to do it. But then again, that stain's going to fade over time, and then you'll just have stains in a driveway again that has to be stained all the time. So what I suggest is that you take on the maintenance that's going to be required here. It's not difficult. You need some oxygenated bleach. You could mix up your own bleach. I would do maybe a cup of bleach to a gallon of water, and it's a pretty strong bleach solution. And when you put that down, you let it sit for a while, and then you can scrub it off with a floor brush. And you're going to find that those stains will come up if you stay on top of it that way. I would be cautious about using a pressure washer. It's always an option, but if you want to put down a solution first of bleach and pressure wash it, you can do that, but don't use too much pressure because you don't want to wear away the surface. You're going to see indentations from where you ran the pressure washer over it. But this is a pretty common problem. But if you stay on top of it, you're good to go.
Are you ready to update the faucets in your kitchen or bath? If so, you might want to give a serious look into hands-free faucets. So if you're ready to level up your kitchen game this season, a hands-free faucet might just be your new favorite helper. Stylish, smart, and oh, so practical. Just like you. And Leslie explains why in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Wait, thank you, Jimmy. Smart and stylish. Oh, wait, you said practical. Oh, but also smart and stylish. So thank you. Thank
sure.
you. All right, seriously, though, guys, with the holidays just around the corner, your kitchen is about to become the busiest spot in the entire house. And there is one smart upgrade that can make the whole season and pretty much the rest of the year a lot smoother. It's a hands-free faucet. Now, those touchless faucets, they've been a staple in restaurants and commercial kitchens, but now they're making a pretty big splash at home, and for good reason. Whether your hands are full of cookie dough, stuffing mix, or a slippery turkey, you don't need to fumble with faucet handles. A quick wave or a light touch is all it takes to get that water flowing, and that will make a huge difference when you are in the thick of holiday cooking. Now, those faucets are fantastic for keeping things more hygienic, especially when the house is full of kids, pets, guests, all those extra hands touching everything. That means less contact with surfaces. That means fewer germs spreading around. Plus, they're really great for anyone with limited hand mobility, for little kids who can't quite reach the handle, and for anyone who wants to avoid turning the faucet with messy fingers. Installation is super easy. I mean, simple, just like a standard faucet. But there's one extra thing, and that's a battery pack for a sensor. And most still have traditional hot and cold valves to set your perfect temperature. So if you are looking for one smart upgrade that brings both function and flair to your kitchen this season, go hands-free. It'll save time, save water, and might just save your sanity when the holiday hustle hits. All right, guys, as we wrap up this hour of the Money Pit, we covered some great ways to prep your home for the busy holiday season ahead, from refreshing your home's exterior with a coat of paint to smart storage solutions that help you breeze through holiday cleanup, and even some clever faucet upgrades that make kitchen prep easier and cleaner. So no matter your project, big or small, now is the perfect time to get ahead of the season so that you can actually enjoy the holidays when they come around. And remember, guys, we're here for you. You can do it yourself, But you don't have to do it alone. We will see you next time on The Money Pit.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Use this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Seven children were killed in a controversial airstrike against a rebel group in southern Colombia earlier this week.
The revelation comes as the administration of President Gustavo Petro steps up efforts to regain control of rural areas in Guaviare province. Ombudswoman Iris Marin said the miners who were killed in the strike against the FARC-EMC rebel group had been forcibly recruited into the group and were used as human shields. Marin called on the Colombian government and rebel groups in the country to respect international humanitarian law. I'm Karen Shamas.
Russia has launched a major missile and drone attack on Kyiv.
Most recent Russian aerial attacks have targeted electricity infrastructure around the country ahead of the bitter winter months. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday's assault targeted high-rise apartment blocks and was intended to harm civilians. The attack also hit Odessa and Kharkiv. Ukraine used American-made Patriot air defense systems to shoot down 14 missiles. In response, Ukraine has launched its own drones and missiles against Russian targets. Moscow officials deny targeting civilian areas, claiming they hit military facilities. I'm Karen Shamas.
Disney and YouTube TV have come to an agreement.
Disney and YouTube TV have reached a new deal to bring channels like ABC and ESPN back to the Google-owned live streaming platform. The agreement ends a blackout for customers that dragged on for about 2 weeks. Disney content went dark on YouTube TV in the night of October 30th after the two sides failed to reach a new licensing deal. Bob Agner reporting.
New data from the RV Industry Association says 28 million Americans plan to travel by RV this holiday season. For Thanksgiving, over 9 million plan on taking RV travel. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? But the longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
Senator Tom Cotton says Republicans have plenty of ideas about how to reform the nation's ailing health care system.
Why shouldn't Americans be able to shop for the health insurance that fits their needs? That's what we do with car insurance. That's what we do with home insurance. That's what we should do with health insurance.
Senator Cotton made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the Jewish state is in a good place right now.
We don't have ageism. We don't have that much sexism.
And, you know, young people have older people as very good friends, and I'm speaking personally, and no one thinks twice about it. So, I don't know, I think there's still a deep respect for people who have been through life, who have acquired a tremendous amount of experience.
Cities and states in the U.S. are turning to AI to improve road safety. Hawaii is distributing 1,000 dashboard cameras to monitor road conditions. San Jose, California has a reported 97% success rate in identifying potholes. This past week, top ministers in Ukraine have resigned as an emergency corruption scandal is rocking the war-torn nation. We find more on this story from correspondent Samia Kalab.
But as we get more details, the question lingers, how far up did the corruption go? The anti-corruption agencies that came out with this investigation, Zelensky tried to defang them earlier this summer, which caused widespread protests. He had to walk back on that decision as a result. The feeling here in Ukraine is one of despair. One lawmaker said to me, it is incomprehensible that while Ukrainians were suffering from power outages, that up at the top, people were stealing money. The concern is also, how will this look to European and American partners at such a critical time in this nearly four-year war?
You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at ReadingKia.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McLean today at 530-605-4565.
Back to school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, give it a money pit. Money pit. Pick up your telephone.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are joined as always by Jim Kenzie. What's happening?
You're such a gracious hostess.
Well, I just love hanging out with you and talking shop and finding out what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, you know what's cool is that I always learn something. I've been doing this, what, 23 years with you guys? I always learn something, and I have fun. It's like, God, is this really considered work?
I know, right?
Yeah, it's cool. We're lucky.
Kind of a
We're
good
blessed.
Gig.
We're blessed.
We are indeed. And hopefully you guys are as well. This is the wonderful, thankful time of year. It's kind of a great holiday, Thanksgiving. I like that it's not gift motivated. It's truly hangout, company, food motivated. It's just a wonderful time of year to spend with the people that you care about. And I wish you were closer, Jimmy, because I'd say, come on over and make a heck of a turkey.
Well, you had me at food, so yeah.
Wait, I know that you drive long distances for a meal, so you are invited.
Well, thanks.
If you find yourself on a Thanksgiving with nothing to do, I know you have grandbabies and children yourself, mm-hmm. but if everybody's doing something else, you have a seat at my table.
Well, thank you. Not, I'm sure I have kids and grandkids, but before I make that decision, what's on the menu?
Wait, stuffing. Let's talk about stuff. I know we got a home improvement, but...
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Some people are like... strict, like, if you say that your stuffing has, like, sausage and rosemary, I'm like, I don't want that. I know people love it, but I'm, like, a traditionalist with stuffing or cornbread. How about you?
I like food. Leslie, I'm a human garbage disposer.
Human compost bin.
Well, that too. How far is the next rest stop? Okay.
All right, guys. We'll get to home improvement now. I just had to know about Jim's stuffing preference, which you didn't tell me, but I'll get that out of you. All right, guys, Thanksgiving right around the corner, so let's make the houses look nice. Is your home's paint looking tired? I'm talking about the exterior. Do you have faded trim inside, outside? Maybe you have a peeling door. Maybe you have scuffed siding. Well, fall is the perfect time because there is crisp, dry weather that makes it perfect to refresh that exterior. So we're going to share some smart ways to boost that curb appeal and protect your home with a few quick touch-ups and some pro painting tips. And also ahead, are you cooking for a crowd? Maybe you're hosting house guests? Well, the last thing you need is a plumbing emergency on Thanksgiving Day. So coming up, we're going to share the easiest ways that you can avoid kitchen clogs, toilet backups, water heater meltdowns. All of that could really put you in a very bad way. So let's take care of this before those guests arrive. And festive lights, scented candles, and space heaters may set that holiday mood, but they can also spark danger. So coming up, we're going to share some fire safety tips that every homeowner should hear before decking those halls, because the holidays should be warm and bright, not lit up for the wrong reasons. It's a very busy time of year, so we've got a very busy hour for you. So give us a call right now with your question at 888-MONEYPIT. Jim, who's first?
We've got Cameron on the line, who's got some issues with some old windows. And Leslie and I know about very old houses, huh, Leslie?
Oh, yes, we do. What's going on?
I've got a home that's about 100 years old, and I have the type of windows that have the counterweights on the inside, the frame itself. When I've watched these videos on how to make that repair, and I guess the side of the window is called the sash, there should be a screw or something that allows me to open up that wood so that I can see that counterweight. My windows do not have that access. I don't know how to gain access to the counterweight itself.
Well, first of all, it's not uncommon to have this problem, and you've sort of got two options. If you want to restring that weight, which you can do, you have to take off the interior trim, you know, the casing, which is between the sash and the wall. And once you do, you're going to notice this sort of wide cavity about 3 to 4 inches wide. You physically detach that, and you're going to see sort of an opening behind there. And it may be in a younger window that the panel comes off easily, but generally when I fix this, you kind of take the casing off on the right and the left side. And this way you can get in, you can see where that weight is, and you can restring it up to those pulleys. I mean, you want to use a window chain if you're redoing it, not another rope, because the ropes are the things that break. The trick here, Cameron, is to get that trim off without damaging it so you're not making a bigger mess in a second project. And what I would tell you to do is to do this very carefully and with gravity in mind so you don't slip and cut yourself. You want to take a utility knife and run it between the window and the seam of the wall on the wall side, because this is where the trim is covering the edge of the sash. And if you can cut that sort of paint seam there, it will loosen it up and not like yank off any more of the drywall or chip any plaster. And it kind of helps you create less of a mess when you're putting this all back together. If you're not able to pull those nails out, but you can kind of pull it out an inch or an inch and a half, you can run a Sawzall sort of behind. It's like a hacksaw blade and cut the nails, which will give you that same effect of pulling that piece of wood off in a clean way. but you kind of just have to work very carefully in removing everything so that it goes back together carefully, then just sort of patch anything that needs and repaint.
Well, I tell you, I wouldn't take anything for it. It's structurally sound, and I just don't think they build them like that nowadays.
Yeah, we love old houses here at the Money Pit.
Well, I thank you so much for calling me back, and I'll get my tools out and see if I can't pry that thing open and make the necessary repair.
All right. Good luck, Cameron. Let us know how it works out.
All right. Now we're heading to Connecticut. Leslie, we've got Nicole who's dealing with some noisy pipes. What's going on, Nicole?
Every time we flush the toilet and use a shower or wash a load of laundry, there's a well here, and we hear loud banging in the basement where the well, you know, water comes in.
All right, there's two things here that I'm thinking could be causing this. The first one is pretty straightforward, and it's called water hammer. And the water hammer occurs when plumbing pipes in the basement are kind of loose or not well attached to the wood framing. And, you know, the ceiling joists are a great example, because when you open up a faucet or close a faucet or flush the toilet, that water movement through the pipes suddenly stops. But sometimes that force continues to shake the pipe, and if that pipe isn't properly clamped to that joist, it's going to kind of shake and rattle and hit that joist and cause what's, you know, a water hammer sound.
Hammer time!
Yeah, exactly. Please, hammer, don't hurt them. And because you've got metal pipes, it kind of, like, makes that sound travel further, and it could make it sound louder, and you could definitely hear it all over the house. We do get a lot of calls from folks because it makes them super miserable, because if somebody goes to the bathroom, even if it's not directly next to the dining room when you're having a big family dinner, all of a sudden the pipes are start making such a racket. So the water hammer is one possibility there. But also, you have a well, so you might be hearing the well pump going on and off, and it shouldn't go on and off every single time you run the water if you have an expansion tank near it. So basically, the job of the expansion tank is it holds the water, and then it feeds off of the water from this tank when you're drawing it, and it has to go down to a certain point before it refills with more water that gets served through the pipes. So what I would have to say is just do a test. You know, have somebody else stand near the well and then run the faucets and turn them off and on and so on, and see if it's the well going on every time the water is being drawn, because that's not supposed to happen. And that could be putting a ton of wear and tear on the pump for the well. It's a lot of expense in terms of energy usage. And if you have the right type of tank in there, that could stop it from happening. If it's not the case, then it's most definitely going to be the water hammer. And you just fix that by securing the pipes to the underside of the floor joist structure. There's hangers for that. There's pipe clamps. It kind of really depends on how they're already installed, and just, you know, reattach them and make it better. There's also something called a water hammer arrestor, which is like a shock absorber for the water. And it basically goes on the end of some of those water pipe lines and just takes the pressure off. So as it's settling down, it doesn't shake the pipe as much. Does that make sense?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for all your help.
All right, well, good luck with that project, Nicole. Hopefully everything quiets down.
Can't touch this. I cracked myself up.
Still ahead, is your home's paint looking tired? Faded trim, peeling doors, even scuffed siding? Well, fall's crisp, dry weather makes it the perfect time to refresh your exterior. Coming up, we'll share some smart ways to boost your curb appeal and protect your home with a few quick touch-ups and some pro painting tips. So stick around. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper.
You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, busy, busy, busy. That is this month. You know, big cooking meals, friends stopping by, then lots of shopping. So before the guests arrive and before the gravy hits the floor, because inevitably it will, let's prep a quick grab-and-go stain-fighting kit. Now, you can fill a small caddy with, like, paper towels, a carpet-safe stain remover, white vinegar, a scrub brush, microfiber cloths. These are all things that you're going to need in the event that a spill happens. You can tuck it away in the pantry or your laundry room so that it's easy to grab in a pinch. This way, no spill becomes a disaster during your celebrations. All right, well, let's get this party going. Jim, who's up next?
Heading over to Rhode Island with Linda Leslie. Not Linda Leslie, but with Linda Leslie. There should be a comma, I would think, you know. Do you ever do that when you're leaving a message for somebody? You say comma or period?
I do it, like, with voice to text, and my kids always laugh at me because, well, you know, obviously I'll be driving, and I'll be like, call, tell so-and-so, comma, right. Exclamation point, and they're like, Mom, you don't have to do that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm old. Leave me alone.
I do that when I'm leaving somebody an actual voice message.
Oh, Jim.
Hey, don't forget to give me a call, period.
Comma, exclamation point.
Exactly. Sorry to tie you up there, Linda. We are coming to you in Rhode Island, and you have a problem with your patio. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that project?
What I would like to do, actually, is make it a combination of a patio so I could use it during the summer and also use it as a carport during the winter. And I was wondering, as far as a base, what would be the best. I have a form. And he used that, and he made all the patio blocks.
Oh, that's interesting. So it sounds like you guys made those paver stones with a form.
Right. If I pour cement into the form, how do I get it out?
So when you say carport, you intend then for this patio to have a roof on it. Is that correct?
Yes, I would like it where I could still have the sides all open because I have a collectible car to put in.
Oh, what kind of car is it?
It's a 1966 Ford LTD.
All right. Well, that is super cool. So let's see what we can do to help out here. First of all, aside from these forms and, you know, this and that, we really need to talk about how you're going to do the base. So if you do concrete, that's going to be the most permanent and durable surface. And I would recommend that if you're planning on parking a car there, or, you know, if you're doing a slab, you want to make sure that it's at least 6 inches thick, you know, 4, but nothing thinner than that. And you want to make sure that it's a reinforced slab. And this is generally not a DIY project. You know, it's hard pouring concrete. You have to make sure that the surface is properly prepped. You have to make sure that it is mixed all correctly. And then you have to make sure that that rebar is supported in a way. So it's definitely, if you're reinforcing the concrete, not the most simple do-it-yourself project. But if you have a project where you're just basically pouring yourself a slab that's not reinforced and you've dug out that top layer of dirt, you're going to put stone in, you're going to tamp it down, you're going to pack that stone really, really well, and then you're going to pour that concrete sort of in this perimeter area that you've built, and that's going to give you a solid permanent surface because now you're digging down a little bit below grade to really reinforce this patio rather than building a slab on top that needs to have a form and be fully reinforced. If you were going to do something that was like paver bricks or even in sections, there are forms available, and if your grandfather's old form doesn't work, it's, again, it's the same kind of thing. You're prepping a base. You want to make sure everything is solidly tamped. You want to work with the concrete. And then you want to make sure that any weeds or things that grow through don't grow through, because it'll sort of ruin your project over time. So that proper prep and preparing of the soil below and everything will keep anything from growing up and causing things to get uneven and look terrible and just cut the life short.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Deich Coatings has like a terrazzo finish or just even some concrete stains to give it a different look than just a simple concrete slab, which I think will be helpful in the patio phase of when you're using this, not as a carport. So this way, if the paver forms don't work out, you can just treat that concrete on your own to make it look like a whole finished area, or you can try to apply those pavers right on top and they just sort of lock together. So there's a lot of different ways you could do it, but you have to make sure that you get that base correct, and I would definitely consult with a pro for that roof because you want it to stand up to Mother Nature. So those are some things that I would recommend as you're going forward with this project.
I think I need someone that's in that type of business. I think it's beyond my DIY.
All right. Good luck with that project, okay?
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Oh, thank you ever so much for all your help. You certainly have solved my problem.
Well, fall is the perfect time to give your home's exterior a little TLC. The cooler temps and the lower humidity make it ideal for painting. So whether you're tackling the whole house or you're just doing some touch-ups to keep things fresh and protected heading into the winter. So first, you want to start with a visual inspection. Just kind of walk around your home, look closely at the areas that take the most abuse, like the trim, the windowsills, the doors, anywhere where water tends to drip. You want to look for peeling, cracking, bubbling, or even bare wood that's just exposed to the elements, because these are signs that paint is no longer doing its job. So you can even just touch up those high impact areas. That's going to make a big difference. For example, repaint your front door in a bold seasonal color like a deep red or navy or even forest green. That will give your house instant curb appeal, a nice boost, and then it protects that surface from moisture and sun damage, which is super important. And when you prep for any outdoor paint job, cleaning is key. Dirt, mildew, chalky old paint, anything that's sitting on the surface will prevent that new paint from sticking. So you can use a pressure washer or just a stiff brush and a cleaning solution to scrub those surfaces clean. And don't forget to scrape off any loose paint, sand those rough edges, and spot prime any bare wood. And if you're doing a small touch-up, try to use the exact paint you used before, but keep in mind that sun exposure can change paint color over time. So even the same can may not match perfectly after a few years. So to blend better, you want to feather your brush strokes beyond that repair area or just paint a full panel or section for a seamless look. And here's a pro tip. Use fall's milder weather to your advantage. Most exterior paint applies best between 50 and 85 degrees Fahrenheit and without high humidity. So make sure you're not painting too close to dusk because paint does need time to dry before the temperatures drop overnight and dew will set in. Now, whether you're freshening up the facade or sealing up trim before winter, a little paint can go a long way in making your home look great and stay protected all season long. This is the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime with your home improvement questions to 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, cooking for a crowd, hosting house guests. Well, the last thing you need is a plumbing emergency on Thanksgiving Day. We are going to share the easiest ways to avoid kitchen clogs, toilet backups, and water heater meltdowns before your guests even arrive. So stick around.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Should social media influencers register like lobbyists?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Some in Congress are proposing that paid social media influencers publicly disclose who they represent, especially if they're being paid by foreign countries for their causes.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, now is the time to check your holiday table staples. Pull out your wine glasses, your serving bowls, the platters, even the gravy boats. You know, that's the one you use only once a year. You're not going to find it at first, but it's probably in the same exact spot. It always is, but it's been a year. I get it. You forget. So take everything out. Give it a good rinse, even a polish. Make sure you're not short on anything that you need. Trust me, the last thing you want is to discover a crack in your only pie plate an hour before dessert is served. Crisis, you guys. Well, crisis averted. So check those things now and head on over to the store. Things are on sale. It's awesome. Pick up some good, cute fall things. All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones.
We're going to head down to North Carolina, assuming we were above North Carolina, and we're going to talk to B, and what's happening at your Money Pit, B?
Well, I have this closet that is fairly long, maybe about 6 feet long. I rent a property of tenant who has more clothes than anybody I've ever met, suits on there, and it bored the rod, and it pulled the supporting boards from the wall. And it's hard to keep getting these contractors to do small jobs. How could I myself, who's a novice at DIY projects, tackle this kind of a job?
All right. So I get it. They have a lot of clothes, and those suits do weigh quite a bit. But tell me, how was that closet rod supported in the first place? I mean, you mentioned it pulled the boards out of the wall, and a lot of times we see boards that have holes drilled into the middle of them, and then that board itself is attached to the wall, and that rod kind of sits inside that hole. I mean, is that what you're looking at?
There is on either end of the rod that is the situation. But then what we also have are these supporting racks, if you will, that are placed every so often through the length of the closet. So he literally not only did that wood rod bow, but those supporting racks that are then nailed to a board that is nailed into the drywall that literally pulled away from the wall, everything pulled from the wall.
All right, so here's what you need to do. First of all, you've got to completely empty out the closet and take out the shelf, which was probably loose on top of all of that assembly that you're describing. Now, what we're going to call here is something called cleating, which is a series of wood strips that you attach directly to the drywall on the long wall, but also on the short walls. And the first step is to make sure that these are solidly attached. Now, the cleating system is great. When I was doing home makeover shows, we would use cleats to attach, you know, custom-made headboards, upper cabinets, and it's sort of two pieces of wood. One wood is attached directly to the studs on the wall with a miter cut that angles toward the wall, and then the other piece is attached to, you know, the back of the cabinet or the back of the headboard with the miter cut going away from that. So when they sit on top of each other, they kind of lock in place. And they use this in, like, hotels as well to make sure things don't fall off the wall and people don't get hurt. It's definitely an awesome project, and it's definitely sturdy because you want to make sure everything is solidly attached. Now, that's how you're going to put all of your brackets up with this cleating system. And, you know, sometimes you just have to make sure that you're really going into the studs. The cleating system is going to give you a long, solid support where that shelf is going to go because, you know, you'll get studs, you'll get it into every stud, but you'll have a full, solid support. And remember, those studs are going to be about 16 inches on center. If you don't have a stud finder, just do the little knocking, and that'll kind of tell you what sounds hollow, what doesn't. Although I tell you, and Jim, tell me if I'm wrong, I always think it sounds hollow. So I don't know. I definitely rely on a stud finder and, you know, driving a nail or two in just to confirm my suspicions of the stud's location.
And keep some toothpaste or some caulk handy.
I mean, it's true. So it's like, I don't really rely on the knocking system, but I've seen people do it, and Tom could do it well. He'd be like, click, click. Oh, yes, stud. Nope, not stud. And I'd be like,
you only got to do it to hit the first one, hopefully.
True. And then hopefully the measurements. All right. You always want to make sure, though, that you go with a drywall screw. Make sure everything is really just supporting itself in the right way. And then that shelf can kind of lock into that cleat. And then you can attach the closet rod to the bottom of that shelf. But that shelf needs to go into the cleat and then have sort of corner brackets that support it again against the wall so it's not leading forward. It's not a terribly difficult project, but you just have to make sure that everything is properly attached to the wall because you know now that the suits are heavy. And if it is not properly attached and right into those studs, there is no magic fastener on earth that's going to hold the weight of that stuff up. So definitely just pay attention to where you're putting those supports in, and it will definitely take the weight of all of those suits.
That's great instruction.
All right. I hope that helps you out, B. Good luck with that project. Well, the holidays bring joy, celebration, and a whole lot of plumbing strain. Between all that extra cooking, the dishwashing, and a full house of people, your pipes are under pressure. But with a few simple steps, you can prevent a plumbing disaster from crashing your Thanksgiving dinner. So let's start with the kitchen. Your garbage disposal is not a garbage can. You want to avoid putting greasy, starchy, or stringy items down the drain. So things like potato peels, turkey skin, bones, even pasta can clog the blades or form some sticky sludge, which is yuck. You want to run cold water for 15 seconds before and after using the disposal to help flush the food through the system. And if you really want to freshen it up, toss in a few citrus peels to keep those odors at bay. Now, over in the bathroom, more guests means more flushes and more chances for clogs. So a proactive move here is to provide a plunger in each guest bathroom. It's going to be less awkward for everybody, you guys. If it's in there and it's kind of obvious, like, you know, not like, ooh, look, I'm a plunger, but like, ooh, I'm right over here. If something does happen, people are just going to take care of it themselves. They don't want to tell you. They don't want to come out. They don't want to make a big fuss.
You mean you just don't walk out and let the next person worry about it, Leslie?
I mean, if you're a kid, you might.
Or an idiot.
Or if you're like, when my boys were little, they'd probably walk out with like their pants around their ankles and be like, ah, the toilet, and then be off doing something else.
And if they're still doing that when they're like 35, you might want to address that.
Yeah, or maybe don't invite them back for Thanksgiving. Also, you can make a cute little sign that says like, only flush toilet paper, no wipes or anything else, just toilet paper. Make a cute little sign in a frame. This way people know, don't be dummies. Just use the bathroom like you're supposed to. And don't forget that water heater. You're going to have more people showering and washing. It's going to be working overtime. So just lower the temperature slightly to about 120 degrees. It will save energy. It will reduce scalding risks. And one final tip here. If you have had sluggish drains or small leaks, now is the time to fix them because nothing spoils a holiday gathering like an overflowing sink or that backed up toilet. So no more embarrassment, everybody. Let's just put the things you need in the bathroom, do the right thing, be adults. Carry on. Enjoy your day. Also, poopery. Those little sprays are fantastic. Put one in the bathroom and make it obvious, you guys. This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up, festive lights, scented candles, and space heaters may set that holiday mood, but they can also spark danger. So coming up, we'll share fire safety tips every homeowner should hear before decking the halls, because the holidays should be warm and bright, not lit up for the wrong reasons. So stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects...
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. 5 winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
cinnamon, clove, vanilla, even woodsy pine. I love to sort of lean into the Christmas scents right now. Don't forget your other scent sources. So you can make a stovetop potpourri, you can get essential oil diffusers, or even just simmering some orange peels and cloves on the stove can make your home feel instantly inviting. It's like the old trick when you go look at a house that's for sale. The real estate agents would be like, bake cookies right before, and it makes everybody feel cozy.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what they did on the TV shows. So now you can do it with, you know, a seasonal scent at home, too.
Leslie's open house.
That's right. Always, I did actually bake cookies yesterday, so always doing something. Well, the holidays may warm your heart, but they can also heat up fire risks around the home. With space heaters humming, candles glowing, and extension cords overloaded, now is the time for a serious safety check. So let's start with your electrical setup. During the holidays, it's really easy to overdo it with the decorations. You can be plugging in too many light strands or appliances into a single outlet. That can overheat the wires. Instead, use a surge protector and avoid sort of daisy chaining those extension cords together. And I also like with the surge protector, that on-off switch. If you plug your lights all into that, your decorations, turn them on, turn them off, all in one step. Very handy. Candles, decor, those can be another culprit. So you want to keep your candles away from the curtains, the greenery, or just anything flammable and never leave them burning unattended. Better yet, just switch to battery-operated LED candles for that same cozy glow without the risk. There really are some good ones where you can see sort of, I'm doing air quotes on flame, but the flame sort of dances about a bit or is tonal in color that really gives you the feel of candlelight. And some of these candles will operate on timers or with a remote to make it super easy to use them, much more easy than using an actual candle. Now, space heaters can also be a problem, especially in guest rooms or basements. So you want to make sure that they are at least 3 feet away from bedding, drapes, or furniture. And always plug them directly into the wall outlet, never an extension cord. Kitchens, it's another hot spot, you guys. Unattended cooking is the leading cause of home fires. If you need to step away from the stove, even for a minute, just even a minute, turn off that burner or ask somebody to watch it. And lastly, check those smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. You want to make sure they're working. You want to have fresh batteries. And if you don't already have a small kitchen fire extinguisher, now is a great time to pick one up. Remember, a little prevention now can save a holiday memory from turning into a cautionary tale. Good ideas all around. Jim, let's get back to the callers.
Heading off to Nevada, we've got Bill on the line with an LED lighting question. What can we do for you, Bill?
I recently replaced a standard overhead incandescent lighting fixture with a LED lighting fixture. The installation went okay. Everything works. But when you turn on the light, there's a delay. There's about a second and a half, maybe a 2 second delay before the lights actually come on. Is that standard? What causes it? And more importantly, is there something I can do?
Yeah, you know, we've seen that with some of the LED fixtures, and it just kind of seems to be normal. LED bulbs are pretty complicated, and when you think about all the circuitry that goes into it, I just presume that it just takes a bit to bring that light up and maintain it at that level. So I've never kind of really thought twice about this being an issue, but I could see how it might be surprising to you.
And that technology, Leslie, has actually come a long way. It's pretty neat now that they have actually dimmable LEDs, because originally, as you recall, you'd flip them on, you get the symptom that Bill just described. Now with the new LED compatible dimmers and lights, things have turned around, and you know, you pay a little bit for that, but it's cool that you can do it, because originally, you know, 10-15 years back, it was on or off.
On or off.
Yep.
And cold blue light.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a ton of choices. It can be warm. It can be daylight.
5600K, baby.
Yeah, there's a lot of choices.
If your kitchen is about to go into overdrive for the holidays, there's one upgrade that can make everything from cooking to cleanup so much easier. Coming up, Leslie will share a smart little change that can keep hands clean, save water, and seriously simplify your holiday prep. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on the Money Pit.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Are you restoring a classic car, or do you just need replacement lines for your daily driver? Then you need Classic Tube. Since 1989, Classic Tube has been the trusted source for pre-bent tubing, brake, fuel, transmission, and hydraulic lines for over 100,000 vehicle applications. From vintage muscle cars and hot rods to modern vehicles, Classic Tube delivers precision fit products made right here in the USA. Every line is engineered for exact OEM specifications, with options in stainless steel or the original equipment materials. That means durability, safety, and a perfect fit every time. Whether you're a weekend restorer or a professional shop, Classic Tube has what you need to keep your project moving. So don't settle for guesswork. Get the quality your car deserves. Visit Classic Tube, that's CLASSICTUBE.com today, and find the right lines for your ride. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars, see them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Should social media influencers register like lobbyists?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Some in Congress are proposing that paid social media influencers publicly disclose who they represent, especially if they're being paid by foreign countries.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.